Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was in a bit of a rush. I didn't want to keep people waiting. It wouldn't steady. One of the legs wasn't locking in place. My brain wasn't processing what exactly was happening. I was in the keep doing the same thing as you have in the past mode. But when the tripod wouldn't stand upright, as it had done 3 hours earlier, I had to pause and have a good look at it. And one of the extendable legs in its three parts came apart in my hand, and I held broken bits of plastic and a broken leg. So I quickly changed to putting the camera on books on a pew, and the Redeemer Pentecost photo was taken, and it is very nice. However, the tripod is no more when one leg isn't working. A tripod's identity and function are based on three legs. We're used to the number three and can see them all around us. Height, width and depth, or liquid, solid, gas, or the primary colours, which are different for light and for pigment, but are still three colours. The rule of thirds in art or photography is used to make a more pleasing picture. We resonate when we hear threes. A government by the people, for the people, and of the people. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln. Or, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Thank you, Benjamin Disraeli. In the worldview of what goes around comes around, it can be said there is such a thing as a threefold law, which is that whatever energy, good or bad, you give out, you will get back threefold. And I'm sure you can think of many other threes. As I folded up the tripod and thought that a tripod with two legs doesn't work, it isn't a tripod, my random neurons went to the verse in Ecclesiastes about a threefold cord not easily broken, or falling over in case of a tripod. The verse says, "And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken." Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. And while I was putting the camera on the books on the back of the pew, I thought of marriage counselling and how Christian couples are taught a triangle with Jesus as the apex, and they are each at a corner of the base, and so as they get closer to Jesus, they become closer to each other. The random neurons were firing as we had just finished the worship service, and yes, the focus of the past hour was very much Jesus. But the Father and the Holy Spirit were not absent, and Jesus wasn't being a rebellious son playing with humanity against their wishes, but rather that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are mightily and mysteriously present and active, drawing us to Him, serving us through words, water, bread and wine, while we concentrate on God with the face of Jesus. You can have lots of random neurons in split seconds. As I prepared this now, I'm less rushed. But it occurs to me that all of creation will echo with threes, because all of creation reflects the glory of God, and God's self-revelation is clear and complete in the mystery and wonder of the Trinity. God is not static, but personal, dynamic, and relational in a way which we really can't understand but discover and grow in as we learn how God feels about us. Each of us look to the cross. And we are unique, never to be repeated in the universe. And this God has gone to such lengths to give us life with Him. Look to the cross. And life is not just a heart beating, or eating, or reproducing physical life, but a life that has meaning and purpose, beauty and joy, because we are loved by this God, this triune God, who has entered into a relationship with us. And that is why I think we resonate with threes. It's almost as if creation is trying to tell us something. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you live in the perfect unity of love. Give us a sure faith in you, so that we share in your holy fellowship and life as three persons in one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.